I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Dear ladies, welcome to another episode of your own program, Muslim Lady. Well, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just going so smoothly. I am Asma. I have the honor to be your host for today's episode. And in here, we have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to your program.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And again, it's a pleasure to be here with you and with the audience, of course. So, well, sister, I don't know how much do you agree with me, but as for myself, I think that women are just more prone to superstition. And I'm searching for the reasons.
The many research that answer is that, yes, women have been more superstitious than men. There are many reasons. The answer to your why is some say that they have lower rationality.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, some say they have lower intelligence.
No, this one is not true.
Yeah, I also disagree with this one because there are some research that answer that. And
what an illogical research.
Something that could be a little relied upon is that they depend on their intuitions more than...
This one, yeah. A big like to this one.
Yeah. In many parts of the world, like, there's a lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not self-dependent. And while you're not self-dependent, you get being dependent on each and everything around. So
you mean in the areas that women are not educated?
Yeah, because these things come from the areas where we see lower education rates, or where we see the dependency of women is on their men totally, or where they are not more explored. So yeah, it comes from that. Unfortunately, even in India as well, we have this idea that women should not be given higher education. And recently I was just hearing this from some Pakistani friend that when they say she wants to go for higher education, the answer comes, what for? What she needs higher education for.
What so unfortunately, a thing to hear in today's, you know, life.
But unfortunately, you would see that happening in Asian countries, like in that of what I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, when my mother suggested us to shift to an area which was a little, you know, backward from the city, just for some reasons. She wanted to go there to a remote place. And the moment we shifted, I was the only graduate girl from that, in our lane. I was the only graduate girl. And the more I was outspoken, outgoing, I was considered, unfortunately, as not a very good girl in the society. Why? Because I was outspoken. Why?
So
because
they looked you down.
Yeah. Just because the amount of degrees I amassed, the looking down increased.
So still there are some areas in this world where uneducated women are, you know,
preferred over the educated ones.
Yeah.
Even in our marriages, you know, Sister Asma, you will be amazed to hear that sometimes educated men, unfortunately so-called educated men, come and they marry uneducated women. They prefer them over those who are educated.
Which in itself needs an entire episode to be talked about.
Which in itself is a superstition.
Yeah.
This is a superstition that men carry, you know. It's not only all the time. What is a superstition? Any illogical thing happening. It's not just because sometimes we just conclude superstition into black magic and those things. Those are there. But every illogical thing happening is a superstition. So here men are superstitious. I won't say that uneducated women should not be, they should not get
respected,
be getting
yeah.
respected or getting married. I'm not against this, but like, you know, having this kind of weighing level in the society.
Having this notion that an uneducated woman is a better material, I guess.
Better choice.
This is very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so as you were just counting the list of reasons, I agreed more and more with the fact that because women rely more on their intuition. But before we go on some more of aspects regarding superstition and women, let's go for a break and then we'll be back. Sister Zainab, we are talking about why women seem to be more prone to accepting superstition, following them or practicing them. And then you counted a number of reasons. And then I said that if we consider the fact that they depend more and more on their senses and feelings and intuitions, so this is going to solve the entire issue, I guess. That's why they believe the superstition more and more.
Yeah, that's also the case. And apart from that, there are more certain reasons. I would like to mention men in this program, like mention very few points. Like they have this sense of winning or to have a personal gain. And for that, to achieve that personal gain or to achieve that sense of control, they kind of stick to some nonsense things like kind of black magic and other things just to gain that power of control or, you know, to win or to have that personal gain. So even men are involved.
I guess if they make a research, a given number of people, they take men and women and then ask them about superstition, I guess the amount of women believing the superstition is going to be more than men trusting those superstition. That's why I'm saying that maybe this is the truth, that women are more prone to accepting and believing superstition. And we said why? Because they go with their heart more than their mind. I'm not saying, of course, that they do not care about the logical aspect of things. I'm just saying that since we're more sensitive, we care more about our feeling, and it's a talent, I guess. It's an ability to go for the sixth sense.
Yeah,
as we
it is a talent, but at the same talent leads you to the superstitious things. Like we said, having this dependence on intuition leads you to being superstitious. Like there's this scholar called Grave. He says that the root cause of being superstitious, especially in women, is association. Humans tend to create links between their thoughts and feelings and actions and different objects and symbols. So
yeah,
this association of, you know, linking things in
yeah,
between.
Yeah. Putting everything beside each other, just like you're solving a puzzle.
Yeah, you're talking about women. It's like they do these things when they mostly feel like uncertain, stressed.
Yeah, stressed. Yeah, maybe that
or
is going
lacking
to be
control
reason.
In the things again.
Yeah. And she wants to make the head and tail of what's going on.
It's actually completely a practice or a belief that results from ignorance or the fear of unknown. Sometimes trust in magic and chance, like you so much trust into the magic or chances that you kind of become so superstitious, or like the false conception about so many things. And
emotion, you know? I will talk about that after the break. Let's go for a short break and then After that, I'll have something to say about the emotion and feelings of women having to do something with superstition. So thank you for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We are talking about superstition and women. Well, we talked about quite so much of reasons. And then I told you that emotion is another factor that makes women more involved in superstition than men. Why is that? Well, because, for example, if somebody comes to you and tells you, if you do not do this or that, then you're going to suffer from, I don't know, something sad or bad in your life, then the probability of a man believing that is less than a woman believing that. Why? Because a woman is more, she's filled with too much of emotion. And then no matter how much she tells herself, okay, this is just nonsense, but then there is this trigger inside her that would tell her that, what if it's true?
It's either the cultural traditions or it's the individual experiences.
Yeah.
You know, for example, it depends which society you grew up in, which area you grew up in, and what kind of a particular culture or religion they had, which would carry these beliefs. You know, unfortunately, in religions as well, there are so many superstitions, or I may say that many superstitious things have been actually mixed or put into the religion forcefully. Maybe that's a politics or something like that.
But in our narration, in the Islamic heritage, we have always been asked to avoid superstition.
Avoid it, yeah. So we are not actually authorized to be believing
in... And Islam as a whole is against superstition.
Because, you know, we are so much being told about to take care of your health. And if you become so superstitious, as per the science, as per the studies, it will lead you into the OCD.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you will...
Obsessive disorder.
Yeah, you will have obsessive compulsive disorder and obsessive thoughts regarding things. And this is referred to as magical thinking as well.
Mm-hmm. So, and maybe even depression.
Anxiety disorder, yeah. Yeah. Anxiety and stress, exactly. These things come from those superstitious and illogical things. Like, since it's a cultural thing that what you grew up in, unfortunately, like, there were some things, I don't know if it's in your culture or not, like, if a black cat crossed your way, then your day is going to be, a worse one.
Yeah, like the raven.
Yeah.
If you see a raven, something bad is going to happen.
And interestingly, in some cultures, crossing of a black cat is considered to be a good luck.
Yeah.
Again, like this, we had this concept of breaking a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a mirror breaks and if you look at your own reflection into it, then maybe you're looking into, you have a distorted reflection now.
Yeah.
Your life will be distorted because now your reflection in that mirror was distorted because mm-hmm. it broke down. So we had these. And number 13 is considered as to be unlucky one, and 12 is to be considered as a lucky one.
Yeah.
These have no logics, no basis in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Women, as you said, why we are talking about women, why women are so much prone to it, because they want everything to be going perfect.
But men maybe are less...
They don't live in the fantasy world.
Yeah.
They don't live in the fantasy world. Yes, women do. Yeah, that's again another reason that women mm-hmm. may be like that. And we got to be educating ourselves, be that from Islamic perspective and be that from scientific perspective. Have to be looking for our logics behind the things and have to increase our rationality. Basically, the more rational we behave in terms of these
exactly.
superstitious things and looking for the logics, the more we will be like getting to real world and,
coming out of the fantasy world.
Exactly, because Islam says so much, أَفَلَا يَتَّدَبَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَّفَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you think. Yeah. Why don't you actually, you know, contemplate things? Why don't you realize? Why don't
you? So thinking is very important.
Pondering is very important. Yeah. So increase your rationality, increase your education in all perspectives. That will help us.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear listeners. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting. Waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.